Okay, our next speaker is Miriam.
It's CRM Vet. Do not put an S.
You got it.
Hi. I want to just share a story that belongs to the family I stayed with when I was working in Columbus, Mississippi in the fall of 1964. It was after the Freedom Summer. I stayed with a husband, wife, and their five children. The woman in the family had worked for a white family as their maid nanny until she tried to register to vote and had lost her job. Luckily for her, there was a military base near Columbus, Mississippi, and so she still was able to find a job after, and her husband had a job. And this is a story she told me several times, so it was a story that was on her mind. They had been, her husband and she and the kids had been in a car, and the white police had pulled them over and asked the 12-year-old daughter to get out of the car. The husband said nothing. It was too dangerous. She said to the police officer, "But she's only 12. And story ended well. They knew the police. The police knew them, small town Mississippi. The police didn't make the girl get out. And the conclusion of the story was that, in her mind, the police knew they were a good family and let them go. And there's just, to me, so much in that. I understand how it upset her so much that she repeated that story. Can you imagine being a mother of five kids and knowing that you can't really protect your own children? That was Mississippi at that time. And so I know this is short, but that was the story I wanted to share. Thank you.